This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
When the summer starts to sizzle, most of us would give anything to see some snow. Well, believe it or not, in New Orleans, Louisiana, they've got plenty.
Well, here in the Big Easy, nothing beats the heat like an ice-cold snowball. So I asked some of the locals, and they told me the ultimate is Williams Plum Street Snowball Shop.
Williams Plum Street Snowballs is the local favorite for the sweet, fluffy shaved ice snacks. From March to October, they're a real New Orleans summer institution.
Well, I've traveled and I've had snowballs, and really, there's no place like Williams. It's home.
I've been other places, but only out of necessity. This is the best. It really is.
But how did something so ice cold end up in the sweltering hot South? It was in the early 1900s when the snowball tradition first started. The snowball man manually scraped flakes from a large block of ice and doused it with a sugar water syrup. Children lined up for this icy sweet 2-cent treat. Williams Plum Street Shop has reinvented the snowball, and they've been an icon in the snowmaking business for 70 years. Shop owner Donna Black gave me the inside scoop.
Let me tell you, we have lots of company and lots of flavors and lots of things to make, so I'm going to give you a t-shirt and let you have at it.
This shop has been dishing out snowballs to generations of New Orleanians. And for Donna Black, it's all in the family.
And how long have you had it?
26 years. And 3 children later. And guess what? They all work.
So how do you make it snow in the middle of summer? Donna starts right here by taking a solid block of ice and sliding it into the snowball machine using extreme care.
This machine is a very dangerous machine. It's the blades are very, very sharp. They can slice paper.
Donna's goal is to grind the ice into a perfect consistency of snow, a powdery, soft mass. But in order to transform it into a snowball, you've got to prepare the sweet syrup toppers. Williams Plum Street Shop has a huge variety of 72 flavors, everything from almond to watermelon, and a few more just for fun. All flavors are made exclusively by hand.
What you're going to do is put in 4 ounces of extract,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to go over there and do the sugar water and
rinse
it off and put it back
so
in.
So I'm putting it in?
Mm-hmm.
This vat holds more than 50 pounds of sugar water. And on really hot days, Donna and the gang must fill the flavors to the very rim to meet the demand.
Okay, so what flavor do you want?
Strawberry.
Strawberry, okay. Donna, strawberry. I'm going to find it.
A squirt here and a splash there is all it takes to give this snowball its familiar sweet taste.
Think you got it.
There we go.
Looks pretty. Good job.
There you go. Oh, it's a dollar? Thank you so
much.
Thank
you. Have a good evening.
Great.
Now that I can handle a simple snowball, I'm ready for the ultimate creation. Williams Plum Street Snowball Shop's most daring concoction is this stuffed snowball. And it all starts with a homegrown formula of sweetened condensed milk.
Okay. So like that?
Keep pouring.
Wow.
Keep pouring.
Donna covers the stuffed snowball with even more ice. And then the flavor really kicks in.
So make sure it goes
through that. Now, is this one of the most unusual flavors?
No. I think grape and chocolate is the most unusual flavor.
Someone ordered grape and chocolate?
These children will eat anything. They have ironclad stomachs.
Now that our unique snowball is completely stuffed, it's time for a taste test. And one spoonful is enough to make anybody melt.
This should be illegal. It's sinful. It's so good. I'm just going to have one more bite. Okay. Heaven.
That's what we call a little bit of heaven on Plum Street.
For a real divine frozen food, follow the locals to Williams Plum Street Snowballs. This ice-cold sensation is New Orleans' most revered summer treat.
When you're in the South, you don't want to confuse snow cone with snowball. The big difference is ice. Now, in a snow cone, the ice is a little bit chunkier, and in a snowball, it's lighter and fluffier, almost a little bit creamy.